We got some positive economic news today. The U.S. economy grew at its fastest rate in 2 years from July to September. The Commerce Department reported that GDP grew at 2.9%, double the previous quarter. And this is one of the last economic reports, along with next week's jobs numbers, before the election. Michael Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He joins us from New York, as he does each Friday. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this was kind of more than economists were expecting. What's behind the big increase in GDP?
Well, the big positive surprise came from exports, which surged 10%, including a big jump in soybean exports of all things. And the rebuilding of business inventories was also a big part of the surprise. Inventory levels rose by almost $13 billion in the third quarter, whereas in the second quarter, there was a sharp liquidation in inventories. So those
what
are
does
the
that
two-
mean, that inventories are going up?
Well, businesses stockpile goods in their inventories based on what they expect future demand to be. So as they increase the inventories or decrease them, it helps GDP. Mm.
So what does this say about the overall economy? 2.9%. Is that the most important number we should be looking at to gauge the health of the economy?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a very welcome number, but the guts of the report show sort of a mixed message. Household spending is really the most important part of the economy, and its growth slowed more than expected to 2.1%, which is less than half the pace of the second quarter. So there's concern that this good growth won't be sustainable as exports, things like soybean exports, cool off and business inventory gains sort of go back to normal.
So there's another thing that is experiencing growth, and that is the width of a tie. Let's talk about that, Mike, because there's a Bloomberg story about this. It reads, "Sorry, hipsters, the skinny tie is over." And that is going to be bad news for the many people like the polished gent on YouTube who created online tutorials on how to make fat ties skinny without spending too much. Here he is.
And there you have it, gents. Skinny ties on a budget. With just a few cuts, folds, and stitches, you can transform a cheap thrift store tie into a tie that looks like you spent some serious cash on.
Well, you won't need to do that anymore. How do we know that the skinny ties are done?
Well, yeah, this was obviously the biggest scoop of the week from a Bloomberg reporter here. And it's based on a finding in a J. Crew catalog that their ties are being widened by about a quarter inch to 2.75 inches. So very much a leading indicator of skinny ties, if you will.
Well, I know you've been doing your own research on this important topic and looking into the width of people in media and finance. What are you finding with your field research, Mike?
Right. Not to brag, but this really is very seminal research I'm doing here. Present it in my Gadfly column later today. I'm still waiting on your measurements, by the way, Jeremy.
Yes, but I'm going to send them to you.
Right,
absolutely.
Okay. But the first thing I found is a strong correlation between age and tie width. In other words, the older you get, the wider your tie gets. And there seems to be a negative correlation between how British someone is and how wide their tie is. So, but I do think it's good for, good for the economy to widen out these ties. If you think about the boost in demand for the raw materials to produce them, retail sales, even the unemployment rate among those artists who design the paisley patterns, there's a lot to think about here.
Well, I have to say, I wore a skinny tie last night, so I guess I am way out of date on tie fashion. Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.